Fire and Fury, reportedly based on more than 200 interviews many conducted inside the West Wing, also reignites questions about Mr. Trump's view of women, reportedly calling aide Hope Hicks a piece of tail in front of her, and using a vulgar expletive to describe Sally Yates, the acting attorney general who he would go on to fire. As for his inauguration day, the soon-to-be president, author Michael Wolff writes, was angry, feeling slighted by the Obamas and celebrities who refused to perform for him, bearing the brunt Melania Trump, who, according to the book, seemed on the verge of tears. The First Lady's office dismissing it all as fiction. Wolf claims first daughter Ivanka and husband Jared Kushner have entertained their own political future, agreeing she'd be the one to run for president. The author also airing dirty laundry about the president's unusual habits and demands at the White House, reprimanding the housekeeping staff for picking up his shirt, saying, "If my shirt's on the floor, it's because I want it on the floor."